Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Let's do it. Connor versus Joe.
I would love to have Joe up in this.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what a great combo right here. This might be an epic game of Jeopardy. You guys know the rules. You have to answer an important form of a question. You yell your name to buzz in. It is standard Jeopardy rules. If you get a question wrong, you will have the
points
dollar
deducted.
Amount deducted.
Yep.
So, and the winner,
we don't have to cut y'all, Alex, right?
No.
We're alive.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And Will.
Just checking.
And you will win Johnny B Show bumper sticker.
Correct.
And probably HMB radio stuff, too.
Yep. That's correct.
Uh-huh.
That's awesome. Hey, Johnny.
Oh,
since the guy on the line, when in the wide world of sports are you coming back to Snappers in Palm Harbor? Because that's the closest venue I can get to you.
Great question. And I just actually sent an email over to Paul, the owner over there, so I could try to get a date booked. I love them. I love that club. I love Paul. I love everything about the place. I love the
food. You will sell out in less than a half hour. I guarantee it.
I don't know about that fast. I'll be happy to sell out, you know.
You'll sell it out. Believe me. It's a great venue. And
you're right. I'm
pretty
popular.
Comedy.
Thanks, dude. I appreciate it, Joe. All right. Are you ready to play the game?
Yes, sir.
All right.
All right. Let's do it, boys. First category is space. And this is for 100. The third planet from the sun.
Joe.
Go ahead, Joe.
Jupiter.
No, it's not Jupiter.
Man. I really thought I was about to give Joe my ding dong. But I didn't. I gave him.
Connor, would you like to guess?
Guess.
Earth.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a form of a question, Connor.
Yeah, remember, what is Earth?
What is Earth?
Thank you.
There you go. I gave you my dinger.
Space for 200, the substance from which everything is made, even you.
Oh.
Connor. What is matter? Matter.
That is correct. Yes, sir. Matter it is.
And nothing else matters.
Good job, Connor, man.
See, I'm telling you, he's got an unfair advantage, Connor, because he is a kid. This is kid science.
He's currently learning this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I'm an old derelict, so,
I can tell.
You know.
You thought Jupiter was a third planet.
Okay. Yeah, when he was in school, science wasn't invented yet.
Yeah, actually, when he was in school, Jupiter was a third planet.
We wrote on slates, not paper.
All right, space for 300, a huge explosion that happens when a star runs out of fuel.
Joe! A nova.
Form of a question?
Form of a question, Joe.
Oh, I'm sorry, what is a nova?
I want to give it to him.
It's not, though.
But it's not.
Yeah,
it's a supernova.
Yeah,
Joe.
Nova is when it has a burst of energy. A supernova is when it actually explodes.
Yeah. All right, space for four. All right, that's all right.
Calm down.
An object, this is for 400, by the way, space. An object in space which creates natural light through the process of nuclear fusion.
Man, I used to know this, but I don't know nothing anymore.
You don't know?
I don't know this.
You don't know this? Oh, my God. What the hell, Connor? It's a star, guys.
Yeah,
what is a star?
Oh, crap. Oh. I just said a bad word.
Don't.
I'm sorry.
By the way, I thought of a good analogy for a nova and a supernova.
Yeah.
A nova would be like a stomach ache. A supernova is you pooping your pants violently.
Right. Yes, correct.
I thought a supernova was a SS
68
Chevy.
It's like Cherokee took over Joe's body for a second.
I know. Hush, Joe.
Okay. Sorry, guys.
It's all right. Space,
I apologize.
Space for 500, a region of space in which matter is so dense and so close together that even light cannot escape its gravity.
Oh.
Joe. A galaxy.
No, not a galaxy. Connor, no?
What is a black hole?
Black hole, yes, sir.
Damn nice. Right.
That's what they call Johnny's ex-wife, am I right? Come on.
Oh, yeah, you're right. No, nothing matters there either.
All right, Earth for 100. The Earth is covered by 70% or 71% of this.
Joe. What is water?
Water, yes, correct.
God, I was hoping he didn't say something like Jewish people or something stupid like that. Thank God.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Good answer.
Let's see. Oh, boy. The three layers of the Earth are the core, the mantle, and the crust. The top layer, the crust, is where we live and is made up of this.
Whoa.
He just billeted at us. Joe.
What is soil?
No, not soil. Connor.
What is rocks?
It's not rocks, no. It's tectonic plates.
Duh.
I'm supposed to get that, right?
Well, yeah, it's kid science, but, yeah, you know.
None of us would have got that.
All right, Earth for 300. This is why we have high tides and low tides in the Earth's oceans.
Joe. From the Earth's rotation.
No.
Form of a question?
Nope.
You're still wrong.
Still wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Connor, you don't have to guess, but if you'd like to, you can buzz in.
I really don't know.
Is it the moon?
God.
What is the moon?
The moon. Come on. Oh, my gosh. I'm more disappointed in Connor, honestly.
I am, too.
He's in school.
No, it's all all this Zoom crap is not helping the kids.
I'm sorry. All right, guys. Earth for 400. The remains of the prehistoric organism preserved in petrified form in rock. What is that called?
Connor.
What is bone?
No. No.
Man.
Joe, if you'd like to buzz in, you can, but you don't have to.
Yes, I will.
All right.
What is a fossil?
Fossil, that's it. Well done.
Wow, a fossil beat you with
that
question.
The same thing.
No, it isn't.
No, it's not.
No, I have a bone in me right now. Wait, that didn't sound right.
No, it's not good.
We have bones. I have over 200 bones. They're not fossils yet.
Damn it,
that still don't sound good.
All right, hush, Johnny. Start hushing you.
Just yell at Leo,
hush.
Johnny B.
Shut up, Joe. Earth for 500. These are the strongest where tectonic plates meet. Nothing.
Joe.
All right, Joe.
What is the fault line?
No.
What? I thought that was going to be it.
No. I mean, it has to do with that. It's earthquakes. The strongest where the plates meet.
Yeah. Well,
you should have buzzed in,
dummy.
Man.
Yeah.
Weather.
I was gonna do it.
Oh, too late. Mm-hmm. Weather for 100. This forms when cold air and hot air mix and start to spin.
Joe. What is rain?
Nope. Connor, you don't have to, but if you'd like to.
What is tornado?
Tornado. That's it.
I like how he uses no adverbs or anything.
What is tornado?
I am from another land. What is tornado? Big wind. Sky.
Big wind. All right, we got to keep going. We're up against the clock here. Weather for 200. This forms when ice crystals stick together in the atmosphere during cold winter days.
Joe. What is snow?
That's it. Well done. Weather for 300. This is an air channel collapsing after a lightning strike. Sometimes it's very loud.
Joe. What is the Tampa Bay Thunder?
Thunder. Yeah, we'll give that to you. Thunder. All right. Weather for 400. This happens when positively charged particles and negatively charged particles come close together inside of a cloud.
Connor. A lightning strike?
Form of a question.
What is a lightning strike?
What is lightning? Yes, I'll give that to you. Lightning, well done.
What is a Tampa Bay Lightning?
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't get that one. All right, weather for 500. These form over the Atlantic Ocean in warm water and then move north toward land.
Ooh,
yes,
Joe.
What is a hurricane?
Yes, hurricane.
Rocking!
All right, we got two more categories. And the score right now is Connor is 700. Joe is negative 500, but Joe is closing the gap right now. And this category is life for 100. These kinds of animals have live babies instead of laying eggs.
Oh, Connor.
Connor.
Mammals.
Mammals.
Is that a question?
You got to form it in a question.
Child.
What is a mammal?
Mammal, yes.
What are mammals?
Mammals, well done.
What is mammal?
What is mammal? Life for 200. All dog breeds are descended from this animal.
Connor.
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 What is...
Uh-oh, he's smoking weed.
Better not be.
So young.
Connor. all right, that's it.
Yeah, it's sad. Please cough in the form of a question.
Yeah, seriously. All right, it's a wolf, guys. Very disappointing.
Connor might be dying.
I don't know. He's...
Are you aspirating? Is everything fine?
Is he okay?
No, he's not.
Save him.
Life for 300. Whoa. This is how many species of animals there are on Earth. Is it A, 10.3 billion, B, 500, C, 8.7 million, or D, 74,956? Just guess.
Joe. B.
B, what 500. B? No, way more than 500. It's 8.7 million.
I don't know.
I know you don't know.
I'm just glad you're alive.
I know. Life for 400. These insects outnumber humans 1,000,000 to 1.
Joe. Mosquitoes.
Nope. Feels like it here in Florida.
Connor?
Connor.
Ant?
Form of a question.
Why is it so hard?
What is a ant?
Ants. Yep. Ants.
What is ant?
What is ant?
Where'd you go, Connor?
Life for 500. These ancient animals are actually thought to be more related to birds than the reptiles.
Related to birds.
I can smell the smoke.
This is my favorite matchup ever, by
the way. Yeah, that's good. You know, Johnny?
No.
Dinosaurs.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. All right, scientists is the last category, and this is for 100. They call him the science guy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Joe.
Joe.
Who is Bill Nye, the science guy?
That's it. Yep.
Yeah.
I love myself and Bill.
Shut up.
Weird.
Scientist for 200. He loved math and physics. He gave us the equation E equals MC squared.
Joe. Who's Albert Einstein?
Yeah.
The guy doesn't know the most basic stuff. But he's got all break out like famous scientists and he's all over it.
Yeah.
Weird.
I know. He harnessed electricity for the first time using a kite and a metal key.
Joe.
Who is Benjamin Franklin?
Come on.
Yeah, that's right, isn't it? Yeah. This says Thomas Edison, but he's right. It's Benjamin Franklin, right?
Nah, man. Benjamin Franklin
Edison invented the light bulb.
Yeah.
According to legend, Ben Franklin put the key on a kite.
I feel like there's some...
The lightning struck the key.
Yeah.
And it made electricity.
Fake news, guys.
I'm gonna give that to Joe, but this says Thomas Edison. But I have to remember that a lot of these people that make these Jeopardy games are derelicts.
Oh, okay.
And they don't know what they're talking about.
So am I. So we all fit in together.
There you go. All right, scientists. Hush.
Son of a bitch.
Scientists for 400. This man was the first to suggest the Earth rotates around the sun.
Who is Joe Diffie?
Joe? Go ahead, Joe.
Who is Nostradamus?
No, that's...
Wow. He predicted when it was going to stop spinning.
Yeah, that was an old guy, but it was Galileo Galilei.
Uh-huh.
Galileo. And scientists for 500. He gave us calculus and described gravity for the first time after an apple fell on his head.
Oh, Connor.
Connor!
The guy, something Newman.
Hello, Jerry.
No.
It's Newman.
Newman.
Yeah, Joe, go ahead.
Who is Isaac Newton?
Yeah, Isaac Newton.
Is that a cookie? Oh,
man.
My God.
That's
Connor,
it. That's the game.
Connor, you're a horrible student.
Yeah, I thought you were smart. You're dumb as hell. Well, you still won, Connor, with a score of 1,000 to Joe's negative 200. Congratulations, Connor.
Negative 200. Come on now. Guys.
That's what you got, dude. You're dumb.
Sorry, dude.
Nothing we can do about it, Joe.
We don't want
Thanks
you to be dumb.
Thanks for playing, though. It was fun.
I'm on the old and derelict going against a young man.
A young spry man.
Congratulations, Connor.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks,
for playing.
Joe.
Connor, we're going to put you on hold.
Peace out, fellas.
Okay. Bye bye, bud. Love you. Bye bye. God bless. Oh, boy.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle, available at your neighborhood Tim Horton's. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.